A casual listener of the Bible might have heard the gospel that I just read and thought, you know, that sounds awfully familiar. Blessed and blessed and blessed. But I thought I learned that there were 8 Beatitudes. I only heard 4 this morning. And I thought the first one was, blessed are they who are poor in spirit. This one said, blessed are you who are poor. Well, if you think that your ears are playing tricks on you, rest assured, you heard correctly. Many people don't know that there are 2 versions of the Beatitudes in the Bible. 1 in Matthew and 1 in Luke. As Pope Benedict XVI made abundantly clear, it's reasonable to believe that Jesus shared the Beatitudes many, many times, and each time that he considered the circumstances of that moment, who he was speaking to, and what they were dealing with. But a closer look and a comparison of the 2 reveal how each one has something for us. A key difference surfaces from the very beginning. In Matthew, Jesus goes up the mountain and the disciples come to him. In this version, which we just heard from Luke, Jesus comes down with the 12 and raises his eyes toward the disciples. Going up the mountain to Jesus is an image of our search for the truth. And Jesus coming down the mountain to us is an image of the incarnation, when he became one of us to see us face to face. But then he places the Beatitudes in a different context. Instead of saying, blessed are they, and blessed are those, he says today, blessed are you. He puts an actual face on the Beatitude. I mean, it's one thing to think about an unborn baby. It's another to see a sonogram. It's one thing to think about an immigrant. It's another thing to celebrate their wedding. Jesus must have been looking at a group of people who were poor and hungry and weeping. And so he said, blessed are you. But most significantly are the different kinds of people that the Beatitudes describe. In Matthew, Jesus said, blessed are they who are poor in spirit. But today in Luke, he just says, blessed are you who are poor. So what's the difference? Well, I can only imagine Jesus looking at them today and knowing that's the only pair of clothes that you own to wear. Or knowing that you should have gone to the doctor, but you couldn't afford to go to the doctor. Blessed are you who are poor. Because the things that the world says will make you happy, you don't even have those things. So the kingdom of God is yours. And in Matthew, when Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, maybe the people there had all the material things you could ever want. But he knew that some of them were battling depression, or were victims of violence, or had just lost all of their friends and family. Blessed are the poor in spirit, because you too have learned the hard way that the things of this world can't really make you happy. So the kingdom of God is yours. Talk about turning our way of thinking on its head. I mean, we would say S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's the way we spell success, right? Minus the jazz hands. I mean, if you're rich and you're not hungry and you're laughing and you're spoken well of, that's success, right? Well, that's the point of the Beatitudes. Yes, those things might make you happy here, but be careful, or you might not even want happiness somewhere else. You might even think that this happiness is all that matters. It seems like such a delicate balance. You know, no one here is saying P-O-V-E-R-T-Y. I mean, we want to be loved, right? We want to be happy. We want to be successful. We don't want to fail or be rejected or be sick. In other words, we want the kingdom of heaven to be ours, but we don't want to be poor or poor in spirit. That's why the Beatitudes in Luke have such a special beauty. Because Jesus came down the mountain to meet them, to meet us, to meet you, and take you from where you are to where he wants you to be.